you're saying. You overstand, God. Let's go. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
So, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre disclosed during a congressional hearing on Tuesday that he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's, which is a horrible, horrible disease, man, that, you know, causes parts of the brain to deteriorate and affects movement. It's terrible. But he appeared before a House Ways and Means Committee hearing on welfare reform. Now, the reason why this is important is because Brett spoke about a company called Prevacus, a company that was making a concussion drug that received $2 million of temporary assistance for needy family funds.
Crazy. So you took money for poor people.
He was the top investor in this company. And there were text messages that... it was basically him asking state officials for help securing funds for the company. But bro, this was supposed to be for needy families.
So just being open-minded here, Favre didn't know where the money was actually coming from.
That,
and based on what Laura just read,
that's potentially the claim, that he thought it was something positive and didn't know. Like, he could have also been swindled. Is basically what his argument is.
Well, it sounds like that's what he was saying yesterday in front of Congress.
Right.
But my thing is, what does this have to do with your Parkinson's diagnosis?
If they were going to be supposedly doing good things for people who need help,
yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Got it.
So I was looking, you know what I mean? Even though he just got the diagnosis, so.
So you invested long before you knew.
That you had it. But it is, I see, listen. You certainly would recommend to your client to say it, I'm sure. Why would you not?
Well, I think, but that's what I mean. He's playing the sympathy card, which pissed me off yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching the video of him speak in front of Congress where the state of Mississippi took money from poor people.
Yep.
And there was also allegations that some of this money went to, like, build a volleyball venue at his daughter's,
school.
Bro. No, listen, Mississippi State.
He seems like a terrible guy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
And look, as reports continue, they're saying at least $77 million in the TANF funds that were specifically for poor families, let me reiterate that, were diverted to rich and powerful, according to a 2019 Mississippi state audit.
Get it? Got it.
And once again, great. I can feel bad about somebody like, oh, that sucks, Parkinson's, right? Concussions, Parkinson's, football players, you can feel bad. But I can also be mad annoyed that I had to find out about your Parkinson's while you're defending yourself around...
for being a complete scumbag.
For sure. Right.
Of course.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
He seems like a terrible... I mean, since he stopped playing, it's just been one terrible thing after another of him being a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Now this happens, which is sad, but he's been...
And then that makes me hold the Wrangler jeans commercials against you, too.
Can I be honest, though, guys? Ebro's mad still because the night Brett Favre's father died...
He put up five touchdowns.
He went
on
Monday Night Football and just destroyed Ebro's team.
Torched the Raiders. Torched them.
This is the bottom line.
I mean, torched them. But also, that was the moment where I was like, yo, this dude throws mad interceptions. Why do people think he's so great?
Well, that was part of his thing. He threw a ton of touchdowns and a ton of interceptions.
That's your
flashing
light
report. And he only won one Super Bowl.
Only one?
All right. That's your flashing light
report. There's a personal vendetta here.
Yeah. But I get it.
See, I had to bow down and respect Brady. He won six.
Right.
And he torched my Raiders in an important moment, too. Y'all remember the Tuck rule.
True.
But you couldn't.
And I don't even watch the Raiders anymore. I barely even watch football. And then as you can see, it's still bothering me.
Yeah, he's still struggling with it. I can tell.
And by the way, yo, Brett Favre. Oh, button one more.
There you go.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Oh, yeah. Whitish Wednesday.
It's white.
We have only Hot Rod Rick and Nikki today. We might have Aubrey.
Okay.
I haven't checked the notes just as of yet.
So who was missing last week? Queen P again?
No, Nikki was missing last week.
This has never happened. We've ran into a tough couple of weeks. Normally, everyone's here.
Is it time to recruit some backup phone fights?
Well.
Wait, hang on one second.
Oh, here we go.
Backup two.
What's he looking at?
Turn your radio down, please,
turn
sir.
Turn your radio down, please, sir.
May I ask who this is?
This is Don LaGreca.
Oh! Wait, hold on. Have you never been on the radio before on the phone?
Yeah, Don, your Bluetooth is too loud.
We'll come back to you, Don. You sound terrible.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. That is the LaGreca?
That is the Don LaGreca.
Yo, he sounds like the worst caller ever. Ebro just spoiled the way I was going to introduce it. Just went rogue and picked up the phone.
Well, no, because it says here, and I was like, come on, what's happening here? So no, you should have gave me a heads up.
I wanted to try to surprise you, but that's what he tried to do for trying to surprise Ebro. He's going to try to figure it out.
Because right. I'm always paying attention.
Special guest, phone-a-fod, Donald Marco LaGreca.
Don LaGreca, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program.
I'm off the I'm driving the kids to school. Now I'm making a bad example by talking on the phone.
You are. Well, look, sir, we love you. We thank you for your time this morning. Most of your time will be spent on hold unless, of course, someone comes to you and needs your support. Okay?
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem. Anything Don, the great Don LaGreca would like to say to the Hot 97 and Ebro in the Morning, friends of the show listening right now?
Well, I would like to apologize to the morning that you have to deal with Peter the way I have to in the afternoon.
No problem.
Thank you.
Hopefully he's got some of his bad energy out of his system by the time he gets to you guys.
I'm in a way better mood by the time I get there. Yeah.
Way better.
Well, and I suspect he's likely on time.
More on time.
Well, on time with Jace, as he likes to say.
A Jace.
Sounds accurate.
All right, thanks, Don. Hold on.
Don, send our love to the kids and the family, too. Hang on 1 second.
I will.
All right, Whitish Wednesday, the game where we play white people songs and we try to guess the titles. It's a cultural experience, if you will. As you can see, we have Don LaGreca, we have Nikki checking in from Tennessee, we have Hot Rod Rick over in Paterson, New Jersey, and we have Aubrey in Finland.
He's in Finland, yeah.
Finland.
So we have two Jersey legends today, okay. Don LaGreca and Hot Rod Rick.
Wow.
I mean, two big legends.
It's fact, So it's Ebro versus Shawnee versus Laura versus Cass 1. Cass 1, you won last week, right?
Yes, sir.
And the week before, yes. Laura won.
Yes, sir.
Both of you won using a phone-a-fod.
Yes.
A policy that and a play of the game that Cass 1 wants to get rid of.
Mm. Cass 1,
rule change.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a rule change.
By the way, guys, we have a special game we're playing today, a version of the game.
All right.
It is a one-hit wonder, Whitish Wednesday.
God. Okay.
That is what we're doing today.
Likely a lot of song guesses, not a lot of artists on this.
Right. And for the record, I feel like I win every week if I get one. You know what I'm saying?
There's a Shawnee rule. It's almost like the Rooney rule. It was made for a black participant on the show.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Where you actually can get half a point.
Or two, I'm like, I won.
That's good, Shawnee. And you may, this is going to be a tough one for you, though, because I do worry about you when it comes to one-hit wonders.
Okay.
Then again, I didn't used to worry about you when it came to movies. However,
I see you giving Shawnee some half-a-point options for guessing these one-hit wonders in car commercials and throwing it around for him. I see you trying to help him.
Well, the weirder part was last week, though, when we were all sure that Shawnee had seen Forrest Gump, and all of a sudden, he had not seen it.
I've never seen it.
Have you watched it yet? Been a couple of weeks now.
No,
you should absolutely watch it with your kids.
Definitely watch it.
Yeah. Forrest Gump is a phenomenal film, bro.
Yeah, Shawnee, it's a great movie.
I've been watching The Worst Ex Ever.
Ooh, Shawnee, me too.
It's crazy, right? You seen the one with the Aramese lady and the cop?
That's the one that had me going crazy.
Yo, that's nuts, bro. We'll
talk later. That was in Long Island or something, right?
Yeah.
Queens. Okay, we'll talk later.
All right, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Rosenberg, your selection.
Rosenberg's a little worried right now.
Why? Because your equipment's not working? You got Don LaGreca on the line. It's embarrassing. Look at you. You invite special guests in.
Unfortunately, I'm happy to take the blame for you because it makes good radio. But the fact of the matter is we, for some reason, cannot get signal on this godforsaken radio station right now.
Oh, so you have Bluetooth, but it won't play.
Yeah, my Bluetooth is connected just fine. Damn. I just am not. There we go.
Here we go.
Is this a song?
Yep.
Yeah, and I know what it is, too.
So go.
But I don't remember it.
Oh my God.
Ebro.
There you go.
Come on, Eileen.
That's right.
Yay!
I
never would have got the group. Who's the group? I just remember they used to wear overalls or something.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
There you go. Wow.
Dexy's.
Come on, Eileen.
Not Dixie's?
No, Dexy's. They're Irish. Yo, LaGreca, you see how good I am?
You're awesome, man.
See?
Don't pass him off, Don.
Now, Don, would you have gotten that with the amount of time that it played?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There you
go. Okay.
Right in my wheelhouse.
All right.
Okay. High school.
Right in his wheelhouse.
There you go.
Hang on, Don.
All right, so guys, the reason we're playing the game today is because of this artist and them having a big moment in life. Here we go.
Because of this artist. Culture.
Learn. Culture.
Ooh, culture.
Go, culture.
Let's go to Don LaGreca.
What?
Oh, no.
Here we go. That's a weird choice.
Know, Don LaGreca, you are the phone of God for Shawnee Culture.
I want to test the God.
He says, quote, he wants to test the God.
Test you the would God. Be the God.
I don't. It sounds like Coldplay, but I don't know.
No. Wow. And I think I might have known that one, too.
Cast. That, and by the way, Don, that's not your fault. That was the wrong way for Shawnee to go to
That wasn't his wheelhouse.
No. But, cast but one.
No
that,
matter how
that
much.
That is call me maybe.
That is call me maybe.
Yeah. Don, yeah. See, the problem.
I just call me baby.
Call Greg, me, the baby. Problem is, Carly Rae Jensen. as much as Rosenberg tries to clean it up for you, it is your fault.
He would never know this song. He might not even know it when it gets to the chorus.
Yeah, it's too
right. This is like 7 years ago.
Yeah, this is like a...
Yeah, it's out of his well.
This is for like under 30-year-olds.
Yeah, I know this song too. His kid, you know this. His little kids in the car might know this, but...
Here we go, everybody sing.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. But here's my number. So call me baby.
I thought it was baby too.
He's your baby, but here's my number.
Do I get extra credit for getting an artist?
No.
Why?
You're not Shawnee Culture.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? I need help. You're a DJ.
You ain't Shawnee Culture.
I would have been so strong and wrong being call me baby.
Yeah, wait, you thought it was baby. Call Me Baby?
Me and Shawnee always thought this song was Call Me Baby.
But still, or you used to think that?
No, still.
Oh, really? I'd have been like, call me baby.
And it sounds better, right?
It does. Nah. Call Me Maybe?
Like, no, call
but
that's, me baby.
But actually, I think the reason that's more memorable is because it's Call it's Me like, Maybe.
Yeah. Here's my number, so call me maybe. Sounds like call me baby.
Yeah, because she's like not
she's
sure.
She's not unsure. That's
she's
the
unsure
whole.
Herself.
Why are we
so then
maybe?
Why are you giving up the digits?
All right, you know right. what? We're getting too deep into this. But
you ain't so.
It's Whitish Wednesday. The game Rosenberg is playing the hits.
And the little girl, Carly Rae Jepsen, is now a grown up and she got engaged. That's why we're playing One Hit Wonders.
Wait,
today.
One second. Jepsen?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I thought it was Jensen.
I thought it was Jepsen.
I think it's Jepsen. It could be Jepsen. It's definitely not Jensen. I know.
I'm not Jensen.
All right, here we go, guys. Okay. Whitish Wednesday, the game. It is also National One Hit Wonder today.
Oh,
as
wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
And
here
National
we go.
Daughter Day.
Oh, really?
Shout out to my daughter.
Text my daughters.
And it is Jepsen.
It is Jepsen.
And yeah. You cannot text your younger daughter. You can't. She's very smart, I'm sure. She's not reading text
I
at 6 months.
I can't text her mom, and then her mom shows her the text.
And she'll go, light. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Whitish Wednesday, the game. On National One Hit Wonder Day.
Culture.
Ebro.
Wow. I mean, Culture, you got this. Come on,
it's too bad you don't have Don LaGreca for this one.
I'm not going to do it. I thought that, I thought I know baseball.
Are you sure you don't know it?
I don't.
Ebro. Oh, wow. Ebro. He said it.
I'm going to Don LaGreca. I need him to redeem himself.
This here you go.
All right.
Yo, Don.
Well, the band's Quiet Riot, and the name of the song's right there. Come on, feel the noise.
Yeah!
I thought it was like, hey, Ricky, you're so off the drums.
No hesitation. Wait, hold on, Don. That's Hey Mickey, not Ricky.
Did she say Hey Mickey? You're so
he
fun.
Said Hey Ricky.
He sure did.
And
sure
then did. When I said my name before you stopped it, they started singing. I'm like, this is not Hey Ricky. Mickey.
I don't know why. So you think my
how about this? I would have got the band and not the name of the song.
Wow. I would have got the name of the song, not the band.
So Ebro got two.
I sure do. But I'm down on phone five.
Okay.
Cleaning up Don's name.
And Cass got
his
one?
Reputation. Cass one has one.
Okay.
Got you.
Rock the boy.
I didn't know they were a one-hit wonder.
I've definitely heard this.
Me too.
in one of those bars.
Right? Really? You were in one of the bars?
This played in the bar that I played pole at someplace.
All right.
Facts. That's a fact.
Right? For sure.
Absolutely. Why this Wednesday the game?
I feel like that may be true of this song, too.
Ebro.
Laura.
Damn. You got this. Play that funky music, White Boy.
It's called Play That Funky Music, but I'm going to give it to you.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, they wouldn't have put White Boy in the title back in the day like that, right?
Not in the title.
Isn't that the average white man?
No, it's not. That would be why would they be on One Hit Wonder Day?
Oh, so who is it?
It is Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry. Lord, you called your name like it was your mom calling you. You like, Laura.
It's fine. Problem. Yeah. Running down the one night stands. And everything around me. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to stop. Ebro's rolling right now.
No. Oh, God. Can't even get in. We gotta do this.
Facts.
Oh,
yes,
to disco down and check out the show. Yeah, they're all dancing and singing. And moving to the moving. And just when.
It says, second time it says, play that funky music right.
Yeah.
I always thought it was the shortening and saying, play that funky music white. And I was like, that sounds crazy. Why are you talking to the person this way?
White.
All right, here we go.
Funky music, okay, like, okay. Correctly.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Whitish Wednesday, yeah. The game. Yes, one hit wonder day, guys. National one hit wonder.
We got to get on the board.
Ebro has three.
I sure do.
God. Oh.
Cass, you have one?
Yes, he does.
And okay. You guys have zero.
Zero.
Laura. Yeah, Laura. Oh, you know that.
I know, but I'm going to mess it up.
Oh, son.
Because I know. Okay, no, I'm not. I'm going to go to a phone of five.
Early.
Makes sense.
That was very fast, too, though, for a phone of five.
Oh,
that's
man.
I don't want to.
I don't know if he can help me. I don't know if we should go.
I think he can.
Nah, I'm going to go to the Goonie.
Oh, she's going Goonie.
Patterson's New Jersey's own. Hot Rod Rick, what you got today?
Hey, yo. Hey, Don, start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Nah, yo, Goonie.
Okay.
Damn, bro, you got, Nena, you got me in a slippery situation.
Oh,
word to
no.
Diddy.
He didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Come on, man.
What
are
you saying?
Nena, is that, let's talk about it? Let's talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
It's a good guess. It is not.
Is that you? Stop. So mad.
I mean, Cass.
You know it.
I don't know it, but I'm going to go to Don LaGreca. I don't know it at all. Off of that, I don't know it.
Don LaGreca edition of White Wednesday.
Is that the
wheelhouse?
Well,
the band is Dead or Alive, and You Spin Me Right Round.
Yeah!
Like a record, baby, right round, round.
LaGreca, baby!
Big day for Don.
Go Islanders.
Okay. No, Rangers.
I mean, Rangers.
No, it's not. It's really
not. What is the exact title?
It's Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round.
Oh, I would have been like, spin me around and round.
And you still would have.
I would have got it wrong. They do it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Diddy.
Yeah, he flipped it.
Hey.
Stop saying Diddy.
No, did he?
Oh.
All right, guys.
Whitish Wednesday.
Oh,
the game.
No.
Cass has two.
I got three.
Ebro's three.
Shawnee and Laura pulling up goose eggs.
And down 4-5.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm down Shawnee, we're all down one.
We're all down. Not Cass.
Yeah, I'm down one.
He just went to LaGreca.
Oh, yeah. LaGreca. My bad.
Right, you paying attention here?
My bad.
I am.
Here we go.
Focus. All right.
Culture. There you go. Culture, you missed it.
Culture, this one.
Come on,
it.
Fam.
Yo, why you gotta be like that, fam?
Oh, my God.
But did Ebro know it?
He's a master of catching things. Or,
but does Ebro know it?
But do you know it, Ebro?
Hey, Mickey. Come on, son. I knew this.
Come on, fam.
Johnny, I tried to throw you an alley-oop.
Yo, Johnny's been waiting for this one.
I've been waiting for this. I just was talking about Mickey.
Do you want to see if Don LaGreca knows this, who it is?
LaGreca, you know the artist here?
Oh, I don't know why I'm vegging on her name.
Hey, Mickey.
It's a tough one. It's
Tony?
Tony Basil.
There you go, Tony Basil.
Tony Basil or Basil?
Basil, yeah, Basil, Basil.
Oh, man. Could have got on the board with that. Ebro got point game.
He's got point game already.
Point game.
LaGreca, you want to talk to Mets this morning, or are you saving all that for this afternoon?
Saving it for this afternoon. We have a phrase for it on the K Show, but I can't say it on the air.
No.
Peter knows what I'm talking about.
You could probably get away with saying it here, but it's
what,
still...
Don't blow your load too soon.
It is a version of that. It's a...
leave it in the protected device.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Gwen Stefani and Pharrell flipped this for Holla Back Girl? Kind of crazy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Oh, man, this was a quick one today.
Oh, you're already calling. You're claiming victory already.
No. I'm just saying I'm up four.
And we're
4-2.
And a phone
and it's early. Yeah, and I got a phone if I left.
This could sometimes go for another 20 minutes.
True.
All right, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Ebro's got point game.
Culture.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's go back to Donnie.
Can you go back to Don?
No, you can't. You already went to Don LaGreca.
You can't. Oh. You got to get another.
All right, Goonie.
You're going to the Goonster.
Oh, man. Y'all tripping today. Oh, yo, Hot Rod Rick, what you got on that?
Hey, yo, Goon.
The goat.
Oh, he's showing off. That means he's feeling good.
I'm feeling good only because I'm talking to Don LaGreca. That's wild. Then my boy Shawnee always come to me.
Go
Yanks. You heard me?
Salute.
Yo, Goon. But I know the song be sounding like, something like that. Pero papi, no lo sé. I ain't got it.
He played all in your face. No Diddy.
You gonna hit me with the pedo papi? The pedo papi.
No Diddy.
Fonafox never come through.
The pedo papi. I'm like zero for zero with the Fonafox today.
You go so fast to them, it's always hard. All right, here we go, guys.
It came in with the doo 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 doo.
Ebro. Laura.
No, he got it.
Hold on, I thought Laura had it. I heard Laura.
I heard Griff, Ebro first.
Griff the commish.
We can go to Griff, but he heard Laura first.
I feel like I know what this is. Oh my God.
Come on, fam.
Oh my God, I'm gonna please let me miss this. Is this Walking in Memphis?
There you go.
And since this is the Don LaGreca edition, Don LaGreca, do you know the artist?
Of course he does.
I don't know the art. I know the song, but I don't know the art.
Wow, I'm surprised. He won a Grammy for this. This is the great Mark Cohn.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I know it because he has a Jewish name, so I was always excited about it.
First class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be when I'm walking in Memphis. Just walking with my feet.
I told you guys this story before, but I'm going to tell you again. He was a one-hit wonder. He won a Grammy or two for this song. And then years later, was robbed sitting in his car and shot in the head point blank and lived.
Now, my other question is, did any of this happen in Memphis?
I don't know.
Because that would be...
The song has so many elements that I love. He eventually talks about going to church and seeing Reverend Al Green. And when they say, there's a part where he's in church and they go, "Are you a Christian child?" And he says, "Ma'am, I am tonight." His little reference to being Jewish, which I love. Just has a lot of touch points.
I was walking with my
feet 10 feet off of Beale.
10 feet off of Beale Street, Memphis.
Walking in Memphis.
I know that song.
But do really feel the
way. It's a classic.
It is.
And he does a little gospel. We got a little gospel to it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They've got catfish on the table.
I like that.
Here, more.
They've got gospel in the air.
Okay.
And here's where he shouts out Al Green. Here we go.
Okay, okay.
The river and green, be glad to see you.
Mm-hmm.
When you haven't got a prayer.
Man. Ain't got no prayer.
You got a prayer in Memphis.
Woo! But you got a prayer in Memphis, baby.
Yo, they hear that piano. We got one here, guys. We got one.
The Muriel plays piano.
Muriel. Come on, you know Muriel plays piano.
Come on, Muriel.
Muriel.
And they brought me down.
You know Muriel plays piano.
And they asked me if I
did want to say I'm not sure.
It just feels so great.
Hey.
And I said, here we go.
It's Whitest Wednesday again.
Tell me, are you,
Lord, you got two now.
Child, and I said, ma'am, I am tonight.
All right, Whitish Wednesday.
Oh, wait, I think I have one.
Oh, wait, who just got that one?
Me, I Laura. Got Walking in
Laura
Memphis,
got it.
But I don't think I have another one, did I?
No.
No, you got one.
Because my last phone was a fail.
That's right.
It's crazy. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Here we go.
Okay.
And Griff has reported that, sadly, Muriel has died as well.
So, Muriel?
Oh, man.
Come on, Muriel. Yeah. All right,
here we
come
go.
On, Usher.
Damn, okay. Usher.
Okay, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Cass.
Done.
Wow, Cass won!
You know this. I know this one.
I know the song. I don't know if I know the name of the song.
Come on, Shay. Wait, he's trying to say his name.
Sorry, I got excited.
Three.
I'm going to Nikki. Why not?
Nikki's
got to fumble it. I don't want to fumble it.
Nikki, welcome to the program. Phone a fight, Nikki.
What's happening?
You got that for us?
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I missed y'all. It's the cardigan.
Cardigans. See, I always mess it up and I say the cranberries for some reason, but you know.
It's not the cranberries, it's the cardigan.
I know.
What's the name of the song?
Love Fool.
Love what?
Love Fool.
I would have forgotten.
Thank you, Nikki. Two.
Romeo and Juliet soundtrack. So,
yeah, right,
I never saw that.
Oh, it's so good. That's DiCaprio and Claire Danes.
All right, Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Ooh.
One hit wonder Wednesday.
Okay.
Guitars.
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Why do you do that?
Because I need to let it play a little bit, man.
Yo.
But look, you literally hear him say Ebro. You watch him say it, and then you say
he does it during Lorna. She's always clocking. I'm going to do something that people dislike, and I'm going to use Phonify to see if I can win the game.
It's a tough one, all right.
I'm going back to Nikki.
That's the only
I can't
one.
Go to Don LaGreca. Nikki, would you happen to know the title or the artist of that song?
Of course he does.
Absolutely. Shout out to Linda Perry. That is the Four Non Blondes.
That is
bad.
Wow.
Confident.
You're amazing.
No, it's pretty incredible.
Ebro wins.
She is amazing.
Nobody celebrates when I win. Ebro will point that out.
Nah, we were just. Nah, me.
Yo, Ebro, when I win, I celebrate myself because nobody celebrates me either. Only Laura and Shawnee can celebrate in this.
That's
so don't feel away.
I celebrate you, Cass.
It's a guru thing.
It is.
Laura yells so. When Laura gets so excited, it's hard not to celebrate with you.
Yeah. Listen, Nikki, thank you for today. We appreciate you always.
And you said, right, you was going to do something we didn't like. So that kind of disclaimer. But then we was in awe of Nikki. Like, she just... Because
she's amazing. So good,
I would
man.
Just like to point out, this is the third week somebody wins with a 4-5. I'm just that's putting right. it out there.
Okay.
Don't try to take that away, Cass, man. I see you.
The great Don LaGreca.
Don, thank you.
Thank you, man. I'm honored. That was fun.
Did you, it was a good time. Did you know the Four Non-Blondes?
Yeah, what's going on? Actually, I bought the single when it came out.
There you go. Did you get the kids to school on time?
Yeah, well, they're in. They're good.
Not on time.
They're good.
No, they were on time. No, they were on time.
All right, there you go. Good job, Daddy Don.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Don. See you later.
Talk later at some point in our lives. I don't talk to you often. I text with Michael from time to time. But you hear Don.
I hear Don,
but I don't text him.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? This is crazy.
Hi, Rod Rick.
Yo,
thanks for joining the program, man.
And I say, hey, what's going on?
By the way, this is actually called What's Up, not What's Going On.
Damn, he got it wrong.
A very rare Hot Rod Rick 0 for 2 day as well.
Very rare. And now it's time for Shawnee Culture.
Yes, yes.
With the Culture Classic.
Let me quickly make a quick announcement. I'm doing a relaunch of Jug Mac and Cheese.
Whoa!
You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember Jug Mac and Cheese.
Wait, hold up, fam. I need to hit a flex bomb to that. Remind us, Jug Mac and Cheese.
Jug Mac and Cheese, this is an after work social that I did in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you come out, you enjoy people, and you can enjoy the food, Jug Mac and Cheese.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bob's is always good. But now, we're bringing it back. All five boroughs.
All five boroughs.
Go to a Jug Mac and Cheese near you.
Okay, where do people find out?
So Brooklyn,
where
you could go to Kokomo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
How many times a week does this happen? Or is this every Thursday. Wait, so every Thursday there's multiple locations having an event? What do you say?
Thursday after work, 4 p.m., you can find a Jerk Mac and Cheese near you in every borough.
So Brooklyn's Kokomo.
Queens is Cooker's Blend.
Okay.
Harlem is Alki. Okay. Short for Akibuyan, Africa.
Yep. Okay.
The Bronx is I-9.
I-9.
In the South Bronx.
Okay.
Staten Island, reach out to me.
Staten Island, we're out there.
I don't know no black owners.
You might want to go to Jersey.
Right.
This is leading to a big Jerk Mac and Cheese food festival this summer coming up.
But this starts off tomorrow.
This is tomorrow.
All right.
Which one will you be at?
Psh, all of them, baby.
Yeah, I got my people. We spread out. So I'm going to tap into all of them tomorrow.
That's right. He's swinging
many,
by.
Many French fries.
So there'll be many French fries.
And it's a game night. So it's Jenga, pizzas, Uno, Domino.
Mac and cheese.
Spades, mac and cheese. And you might meet somebody special.
Okay.
The guru will be there? Shawnee Culture?
The guru is going to be there.
Do you like speed dating for people?
Who do you love? Big Pun sampled this, but what is it? It's
Mad People sampled this.
You just sang it.
It's Who Do You Love?
Yeah.
It's Who Do You Love.
Who Do You Love? Yeah. Are You For Sure? But I don't remember who it is.
Yeah, the person would be hard. People might not even know. As a one-hit wonder.
Oh, good way to stick with the theme, baby.
See?
Please let me make a true confession.
I can't picture it. Who is it?
Bernard Wright.
Ah, Bernard Wright.
Yeah. The one-hit wonders, it's hard to remember their name.
But it's Who Do You Love?
That's Who Do You Love?
Wait, who else sampled this?
I think LL Cool J.
LL Cool J, yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, with Total, right? Total?
Total?
No, I mean LL Cool J with Total.
Yeah. No. It was LL Cool J, Loungin', Who Do You Love?
Yes.
And then Big Pun sampled it for a song called Who Is a Thug, which only I would be talking about, but it did come out. Who is a thug?
That was a remix.
See, and that's Total on the hook. Total on the chorus.
Now listen, right after the Gurus, we're going to get into Beat the Buzzer. We got Flashing Lights coming up. It's Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. That's where you email us. Your destination for clarity, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To shine the light on your darkness.
That's what we do.
Shawnee, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. Who's out there? Who needs our help?
So many in need, send their email to theguru@ebrointhemorning.com. theguru@ebrointhemorning.com. Send your email today.
That's right.
You never know when you're going to need the gurus. All right. I'm facing a bit of a romantic dilemma.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like Nelly and Kelly Rowland.
I was in my first relationship with a woman last year. Some might call it a lesbian relationship, but we are technically both bisexual. Anyway, the relationship was short-lived because my girlfriend often expressed doubts about whether she wanted to stay in the relationship with me. And one day, I got tired of it and called her out on being flip-floppy. A week after I called her out, she broke up with me because she claimed she was being vulnerable by communicating her uncertainty about her ability to remain in the relationship given a recent death in her family, and that my calling her out wasn't empathetic to her grieving process. Other than the call-out incident that triggered the breakup, we also argued frequently about a range of social issues. I was willing to overlook those disagreements, but we are both progressive. She's just more liberal than I am. And because I felt that the disagreements on social issues weren't as important as our physical and intellectual compatibility. Anyway, shortly after the breakup, she started posting quotes on her Instagram story that suggested she had just escaped a relationship where she was disrespected by her partner. She didn't mention me by name, but in reading the quotes, I could tell they were obviously about me since we had just broken up. In response, I wrote her some harsh text messages pointing out her immaturity. Fast forward to a year later, and we are still in each other's lives because we are part of the same community. We even recently got asked to work on an event together and both agree that we would make a good duo. Every time we see each other, we flirt and it feels like the spark is still there. Am I crazy for wanting to ask her if she still has feelings for me and for wanting to let her know I have feelings for her? Whenever I bring up the possibility of us being friends with benefits so that we don't have the emotional drama attached, she tells me I should find a man, marry him, and settle down and have kids. I should add that I recently found out that she is, quote, engaged through an online video she was in.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I've seen her multiple times this year, and she openly flirted with me and never mentioned she's engaged. She doesn't have a ring. Should I cut my losses or be honest that I think we should try a real relationship again? As related to side/throw-in, it'd be nice if Ebro let Laura speak more during this segment. Much love. Thanks in advance for your help.
That's right. He's not a guru.
Not guru.
Because Laura and y'all tolerate nonsense from people like this.
Right. This is a Zen moment.
No, it's not. This is nonsense. The person is emailing you about someone who is an unserious person trying to say, let's get serious.
Go.
They may both be unserious. Let's discuss.
No, you need to leave. Ebro, cállate. There's no relationship here. You guys are obviously not compatible as humans, period.
Fact.
That's it.
Maybe sexually, which is why y'all keep on trying to go down that road, but that doesn't sustain a relationship.
Sometimes people like that toxic.
And that's it, man. If you want a future with somebody, this person is not it.
Fact.
That's it. Keep it moving. So say the guru.
Oh, that's it?
Ridiculous.
That's it.
Kaboom.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
All right, it's time to play Beat the Buzzer. We have Elijah on the line. Elijah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, brother. I'm well.
All right, we appreciate you checking in and trying to get this free money. Do you know how to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. People have said this before, and then it comes time for them to say stop when they hear money that they like, and they never say stop. And so we wonder if they actually know how to play.
Yeah. He's got this.
You feel confident?
Yeah, oh, yeah. My Hebrew name is Eliyahu, which is Hebrew for Elijah. So you and I are like kindred spirits.
Wow. Small world.
I might try to cheat for you. I got you.
I'm going to start calling this show Eliyahu in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Ebro, Eliyahu, and Laura?
That's wild. Right. Double E.
Ebro, Laura, and Eliyahu.
That's right. Wild.
Elohim. Like
Elohim, King.
Hey.
No,
Elohim is eternal creator.
Eternal creator. Yeah.
Listen.
Melech is king, right. Yeah. We're getting there.
All right, let's focus. All right,
here we go, Elijah. It is time for you to beat the buzzer.
$125. $255. $295.
They're playing it.
$355.
Okay. Stop.
$355.
All right, that's good.
Good. Yeah, that's good money.
No, that's good money, but it felt like it was to keep going.
But it might also be go down.
Exactly.
All right, let's hear Elijah, okay. You want to hear where it was going?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
$450.
$450, quick.
$520.
Oh, we're over $500 now.
All right, we did good. So yeah.
We leave on the table. We left
$150 bond and $75, whatever it was.
Elijah.
Yay.
Yes, sir.
$355 is yours. You have beat the buzzer, and we love you for listening, bro. Appreciate you.
Thanks, brother. Every morning, man. Every morning.
All right, hang on one second. We'll get you your money. We play the little fun radio games and have
love
real talk
the
and stuff.
Yeah. We call them reindeer games.
There you go. All right, now. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is coming at 12 noon. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staff.
All right. So Diddy is being sued for rape and is now his latest accuser and
Did
her.
You say rape again?
Yeah.
Being sued again for rape.
Yes.
Yeah.
So her attorney, Gloria Allred, decided to have a press conference with the accuser, Talia Graves, in Los Angeles. Now, I saw pieces of it, and it was very emotional. This young woman was just sobbing and telling her story. But she claims that when she was 25 years old and dating one of Diddy's executives in 2001, Diddy lured her into his personal lounge. She's claiming the rape happened in the office on a pool table after being slipped something in her drink. Mm. She said it altered her consciousness. She also claims that Diddy's head of security raped her too. Mm. She says that the sexual abuse was filmed with a handheld camera and later shown to her then boyfriend and other men.
Mm.
So she was sobbing that she has been suffering with suicidal thoughts since the alleged rape. And that her wounds reopened in November when she learned about the tapes and Cassie's lawsuit and everything against Diddy.
I mean, this is horrible.
Based on everything we know, it makes this believable.
Well, that's the thing. Now you don't hear this now.
That's what you go. That's what happens now.
Yeah, you don't hear it and go, that can't be true. You hear it and go, yet another step, and it makes sense. That thing that people have a tendency to do. They're like, why now? You understand why now, because you're hearing all of these things and it's all out there and you're like, I kept this secret all this time because I was scared and it was embarrassing and all this stuff. And now I'm going to like say it. It makes sense.
Right.
So, I mean, you pray that it's not true. But I mean, that's some bury him under the jail kind of crime. I don't even know what to say about it. You know, horrible.
It's horrible. But also yesterday, Diddy's four children with Kim Porter decided to put out a joint statement. Quincy, Christian, and the twin daughters, Jesse and Delilah, they put out a joint statement just basically saying that they're just tired of all the hurtful and false rumors circulating about Kim Porter and the relationship between Kim Porter and Diddy.
And most notably, she did not write a book.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Because all these articles keep coming out that they have info from a book.
See, have you seen one of those? So I haven't really thought much of it because I haven't seen it from a reputable source. It's always been rumors, alleged.
Yeah.
It's never been. There's nothing been substantiated.
Oh, you did cared you about it? You cared about it being a reputable source?
In the case of
course,
this
because
book.
Because you're a smart person.
Oh.
But I think these things are moving around and people are just believing.
Yeah, no doubt. I was just asking.
No, I haven't. I've only seen little it's copy and paste of writing on a computer. It's nothing. Nothing.
Anybody reputable. Could have photoshopped together.
And now I do think it's important to note in this statement that there's no sort of defense of Sean Combs in here.
None.
That was the most glaring thing for me. There is no, like, we hope our... It is literally, don't talk about our mother. That is literally what the state... And it sucks that they had to write that statement. But this woman already died, tragically. And they're like, just please don't make up rumors about our mom and drag our mom into this mess.
Yeah.
But they don't say anything else about Diddy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing light. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Hey, Mustard on the beat, Debo, D-Rap. He a free throw, man, damn, call an ambulance.
grams. Tell him breathe, bro. Nella to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. Go Marlon, they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walking down whole time, I know he got some on him. Pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that him up. Wop, wop, wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a... Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord. And it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird? Then bird... Go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-rest that's for bitching? You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. Cause I get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe. The other... Drain they posture. Got famous all up in contact. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fuck on Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the road label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin. Music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. He a 69 God. Ay, freak need to stay that inside. Ay, like a fresh pack of Zod. Ay, city is back up. It's a must. We outside. Ay. They not like us. 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 Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your far street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Cravo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a... He a 69 God. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. He a 69 God. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
Let
your life.
Let me say O-V.
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 O-V. O-V.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
I'm not in a mood, cause my flight delayed. So I jumped on a private jet and I'm asking a pilot at ETA. Lambo parked on a landing strip, everyone in my gang and my DJ paid. Why is my man talking about inshallah? These times he don't even pray. Why is my man wearing a Jesus piece? How does she squeeze in them jeans? Big behind and petite, it's waist. Take time with the GBG, we don't beef nobody like GBK. Woke up on the wrong side of bed, so he's gonna get if I don't have my peace today. I love my young boy, I won't lead him straight. I'm stuck to lil bro like PVA. Paid already, I don't need no hit song. We don't need ID, lil bro 17 in the club, he ain't scrolling TikTok. F's just saw him, I'll flick one. Which one? Who do you want, bro? Pick one. If I shoot my shot, I'll hit one. Matter of time till I get them all ticked off.
We could go band for band.
Yeah, we can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 years, the verge of the bribes, I'm really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Bro, I do it for some shoes and some clothes. You'll see what it'll do for a necklace. Right, y'all look like a spider. It's crawling a dollar on just her sisters. Damn. She made me want to go harder. I like a whole aura. I think I'm obsessed with her.
Damn.
Birthday did him the worst way. He had a death wish. I get right under their skin. I don't even try. I guess I can't help it. I'ma have love for bro for life. We talk or not, I step in it. Of course, you could beat me at talking. Ain't no back and forth until we catch up with him. Knocking a bag and making the opposite mad. I done fell in love with it. You can't sell fish with a cute one. Make a cat look good. It's a new one. You the type, like the type on computers. Got a mask, but he ain't no. Top 10, but she don't act bougie. Me and your friends, you can go to a room. Your friends, it depend on my mood. Maybach Vans, ain't no who.
We could go band for band.
We can go M for M. Mama got a body like Kim and them. Mama been killing that gym. We can go watch from chain to chain. The rings, I'm him. I done got rich, but I'm still with it. Land in London and go to the ends.
We could go band for band.
Yeah, we can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 years, the version of the bribes, I'm really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Tell me when to say love me, Ginger.
Loving, so fresh, so clean. Love me in and out, unfailingly. And I'll be down now. Anytime you call me, I'll be down. I'll be down. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly with you, fly in the sky in the night. Hold me in your arms in your love, in light. I'm on your wave right now. Hey, I'm on your wave right now. Yeah. Hey, I'm on your vibe now. You got me on your side now. Yeah, I'm on your wave right now. Oh, 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 yeah. If not you, then I don't wanna know. I don't want no story. Day and night is unconditional. Got me living softly. Yeah, yeah. Love me, judge, yeah.
Love me, tender.
You know your love turn me up like NEPA. Anything you want, and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly, fly in the sky in the night. Hold me in your arms and your love and your light. I'm on your wave right now. I'm on your wave right now. Yeah. I'm on your vibe now. You got me on your side now. Yeah, I'm on your wave right now. Love me tender,
love me tender, love me tender.
Love me judge, love me tender,
love me judge, love me tender.
You my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
You my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
Yeah, you are my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
Oh sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
Why would you just open your mouth and say something?
How should be terrified.
Yeah.
Abba dance, abba zee, abba dee, abba dee, abba dee.
Alchemico, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Are you wet shaving? You'll get razor bumps.
Nah, Pops, I'm good with Gillette Skin Guard. How long you been growing that beard mama hates anyway?
Since 77. I shaved and got ingrown so bad.
That's why I use the Gillette Skin Guard razor, face scrub, shave gel, and moisturizer. So I don't have to worry about new razor bumps or shaving irritation.
Gillette Skin Guard, huh? Your mama's gonna love this one.
The best a man can get keeps getting better with Gillette Skin Guard. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Poppin', Ebro right here. It's time for a little New York straight talk from our friend, personal injury attorney, Michael the Bull Lamontal, a relentless fighter who has been turning injured New Yorkers into millionaires for over 27 years.
People, if you want fast food, get a hot dog from a street vendor. If you want fine dining, go to a five-star restaurant. New Yorkers don't want fast food service to solve their legal problems. They want a five-star New York lawyer who is New York tough like them. So choose local. Choose New York strong. Demand me, Michael the Bull Lamontal. I'll never stop fighting for you.
Knowing Michael the past few years, and I know some people working with him on some things right now, he truly means it when he says he'll never stop fighting for you. Every day he wakes up ready to take on greedy insurance companies, standing up for the injured men and women of our great city, working tirelessly to win his clients the highest possible award. He knows our city. He knows our courts. And like a true New Yorker, he never backs down. Visit MichaelTheBull.com today. And never forget, if you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Looking at pre-owned cars on one of those big websites? You'll see cars marked great deal, great price. But when the final bill comes, that great price will be gone. You should have gone to Major World. At Major World, what you negotiate is what you pay. Come to their facilities in Long Island City. Choose from a huge inventory and get no late surprises. Avoid the big websites and come to the new Major World. Bigger than ever. Major World, 4340 Northern Boulevard in Long Island City, Queens. Call 1-800-MAJOR-AUTO or go to MajorWorld.com.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Do you have bad credit but need a new car? Do you have trouble getting a car loan for any reason? Call Credit Solutions, a division of Hudson Hyundai. It's easy to apply right over the phone. No matter your credit past, we can help. Call 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. You can drive a new Hyundai with just $68. Like a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra SE, only $68 down. Or a new 2024 Hyundai Tucson SE, only $68 down. Drive home today. Call 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. And all new Hyundais come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call Credit Solutions for pre-approval today. 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. Or head to HudsonHyundai.com. Payments will vary. Credit severity affects approval. See dealer for details.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When an injured worker left me a message that said, "You probably won't call me back. I'm just a nobody." I called him right back. Nobody's a nobody, and no one deserves a better firm than you.
He calls to tell me that he's been in an accident, and I'm just scared to death.
I couldn't have hoped for anybody better than Morgan & Morgan. It makes you feel like you're worth something.
It really did feel like family.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
The reviews are in for New Jersey's smash hit.
Want to multiply your win? Maybe times it up by 10. Get New Jersey Lottery's hit.
Putting on the blitz. Cash Blitz.
Courtney from Delran says cash blitz scratch-offs are a real winner.
20, 50, 200 times more cash. Yeah.
And Joe from Hohokus says play cash blitz scratch-offs. You could win up to $4 million.
Don't miss it.
You must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shop Macy's VIP sales starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin up your soft on the potty, this is more so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and heavy nice. The grip is always soft.
It's our potty vibes.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hey, Ebro in the morning. It's time for Ride or Die. We're going to test a relationship, see if somebody will drive what they're doing to ride out for a loved one. Jennifer is on the phone. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Phenomenal. Here, I'm going to run through some things, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, okay. And we need to develop a scenario for Jennifer.
All right, right.
This is what we know today. She has an on and off boyfriend for 3 years. That on and off boyfriend and Jennifer have a 16-month-old child.
Okay.
That on and off boyfriend with Jennifer that they have a 16-month-old child, Jennifer is married to another man.
Okay.
So and so this guy is her side piece. Her on and off boyfriend is her side piece.
Got it.
All right, and now the man you're married to, Jennifer, knows that the baby you have, the 16-month-old baby you have right now, is your side piece's baby.
Yes. Oh, wow.
And you want to call your side piece.
Yeah.
Here on Ebro in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And see if he'll drop what you're doing, he's doing, and ride for you.
Right.
I am so into this segment right now.
That's exactly. Mess, because
so
it's a mess.
How should we test Josh?
Wow.
Jennifer, what is the thing that makes Josh jump up and run at your beck and call?
I don't know. If something goes wrong with me health-wise or something with her, with the baby.
Mm. Yes. Since you are currently married.
Yes.
And you have a side piece.
Right.
Why don't you tell your side piece that you've been seeing someone else on the side, and he just found out.